Anthony Brown. Good morning to you too, sir.
Mr. Brown, okay, let me see here. Okay, let me make sure. Okay, Mr. Brown, once again, would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Jeremy Dante Brown, 306-895.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Committee for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based upon information that I see, you were notified of this hearing back on February the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And only among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't see one in the room this morning, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today. To my left, which will be to your right, that is the Honorable Mr. Lou Kawanis. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. On the other side of this Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I will serve as your lead for your hearing this morning. We're also very pleased to have in the room with us this morning, who you should be able to see now, and that is the Honorable Mr. Brady. Mr. Brady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer of today. At this time, I need to swear both you and Mr. Brady in, and then we will move forward. Mr. Brown and Mr. Brady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Brown has indicated you have one allegation on the warrant. I'm going to read it, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it is true or false, sir? And it reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1302 West Becker Lane in Phoenix, Arizona, on about March 10th, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under surrender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true, sir.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to offer a motion to move to phase 2, so this is not the end of it, but my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Brown violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. At this time, sir, we're going into phase 2 of the hearing, which is very important. At the end of phase 2 of the hearing, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue you on supervision. But we go through a process, and the process is, first of all, we're going to get some testimony from the Department of Correction, from Mr. Brady, about you, and once we get that information, then we're going to come back and talk with you, the board will talk with you, and you can tell the board anything that you want to tell the board at that time, sir. So at this time, Mr. Brady, would you be kind enough to provide the board with some testimony regarding Mr. Brown, sir?
Mr. Brown was released from DOC on January 2nd of 2018. He was arrested on February 4th of 2019 by a fugitive apprehension unit. He has no new charges. He's returned back to DOC on February 4th of 2019. He has a CSED of May 30th of 2019 that reflects 331 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, daily drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2015, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. 2015, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. He has 2 terms with DOC. His CUIR scores are 2-2, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior term of supervision, 2016, TAS release, completed, 1 month. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Other arrests, 2008, criminal damage, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, assault with felony intent, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2014, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona felony conviction, probation. His community risk score of G3, V3.
thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Grady, for providing the board with that information. I'm going to look for just a moment, Mr. Brown, at your case supervision summary, and based on what I see, when you were initially released, you were to stay at Newborn Assistance at 2546 West Iron Wood in Phoenix, Arizona, and then you were discharged from there, and then you failed to pay your fees. I think you owed about, what, $400, and you did not pay your $400, and as a result of that, you were discharged. Is that correct, sir? $460 to be exact. So you were discharged, and then you were given permission, approval rather, to reside with your, I believe that would be with your, there on Becker Lane. You were given permission to reside there. And whose residence was that that you were residing at, sir, on Becker Lane, sir?
It was my older sister, Delisha White,
Your Honor. It was your older sister that you were residing with, okay? And how long were you there with your sister, sir, your older sister?
The parole officer allowed me to be there just that week.
Just that week, okay. Now, I'm just going to skip around a little bit now because he was there. Now, according to what if I heard Honorable Mr. Brady correct, you did abscond for 331 days. So what were you doing when you absconded? So why did you abscond in the first place, sir?
Your Honor, when I got discharged from the second halfway house, they caught me sleeping in the same room, and I didn't have nowhere to go because my sister already gave me a chance to stay with her husband, and I was homeless.
So you were homeless. Did you discuss that with your parole officer, that you had been dismissed from the second halfway house and you had nowhere to go? Did you discuss that with your parole officer, sir?
No, sir. I went in and did my last visit, and I told
them
I was at the same address.
Okay. And you said that you were homeless, so where did you reside while you were homeless, sir? Were you at one of the shelters or just on the street? Where were you, sir?
My pastor from the Living Water Church put me in a motel.
Your pastor put you in a motel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now did you discuss with your pastor your situation, so perhaps your pastor could have also spoken with the parole officer on your behalf? Did you attempt to get him to maybe use his influence to talk with the with your parole officer, sir?
I did, and he advised me to turn myself in, and I was just scared of coming back to prison, Your Honor.
Okay, and if you don't mind, and if you mind, you don't have to answer this question. So, what church were you associated with when you had your pastor? What church was that, sir?
The Living Water Church.
The Living Water Church. A good church.
Yes, sir.
And your pastor gave you some good advice. Turn yourself in.
Yes, sir.
And then you probably wouldn't be here today if you had turned yourself in and the pastor had gone and spoken with the parole officer. I can no guarantee, but there's a possibility that parole officer would have listened to your pastor and maybe, just maybe, shown some mercy, but we never know because that did not happen. Now, while you were out, sir, did you find a job at all? Did you have any employment at all, sir?
I was employed the whole time I was out, Your Honor, up until the day they arrested me and brought me here.
So what were you doing? What kind of work were you doing, sir?
I was doing general labor for people ready.
Okay. And so you did have employment. I commend you for that. That's always important to have employment. That's something that we do work with favor as a board. And you did have two clean UAs while under supervision. But you should have submitted three. And on March the 15th, 2018, you failed to produce one. Any particular reason, or you just didn't go down there to task and do it your way? What happened, sir?
I knew that I had a warrant, and I knew that they would arrest me and put me back here.
So you were aware of the fact that warrant was out there, and you weren't going to take a chance. So how did the staff find you, sir? I mean, how did they... What happened? How did they find you?
Followed me from my job, and when they arrested me coming from work, and they were the people that were watching me the whole time at work.
So they were watching you at work, and there you were, and so you ended up being arrested, and now you're back serving the time. Okay, at this time, let me see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions coming from distinguished board members at this time, sir. We're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. Therefore, I want to give you an opportunity to tell the board anything else you want to tell us. This will be your final statement before the board goes into discussion and make a decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, we're prepared to listen, sir.
Thank you, Your Honor. The reason why I did expound and didn't turn myself in was mainly because I did not fit into this society here and its prison laws. I was really, really scared about coming back here, and I just got involved with actually doing good for the first time in my life. I was actually working and not in trouble. It's actually free. I wanted to be free. Only thing I can tell you guys is the things that God has worked on me inside is really good. This is the environment I don't think no man should be in, but we have to learn how to be obedient this time around. All I want is to serve God. I don't want nothing else in life anymore but to serve God. My life is short. I don't know if I'm going to wake up tomorrow or not, but I want to give every effort and energy inside of me to do something that I know is going to work for my life. And God has forgiven me for my sins, and I'm just asking that you guys can find in your heart to do the same.
Okay, so before the board goes into discussion, I do want to ask you another question, because you've stated several times that you were frightened, this may not be a direct quote from you, that you were frightened about coming back, being reincarcerated. Any particular reason why you were frightened coming back into the correction system, sir?
Every time I've been here, I don't have family support. My mother is a dialysis patient, and the state took over, and I didn't been disciplined being here by people, my own people, and I don't fit in. Every day here, your life is on the line. I don't fit in here, and I didn't want to be fighting no more inside these places with these people.
Did you ever consider, and I'm not suggesting this by no means, I'm just, since you were back, did you ever consider, going on a PC work where you wouldn't be running into all these people on a regular basis? Did you ever consider that? I know that sometimes I hear from inmates that they, by design, they go in these yards so that they will be protected. So you never thought of doing something like that, sir?
Yes, they have did that for me, Your Honor.
Oh, they have?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you one of those now at this particular moment, sir?
No, sir. I'm at a lower yard. The yard here is, I never been here.
Okay.
I don't see any familiar faces.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much. Anything else you want to tell the board, sir?
Thank you guys for taking the time out of your day to be here, and I'm willing to do whatever I'm supposed to do if it sends you guys his heart to show you that I'm going to do better. And that's it, Your Honor. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Brown. At this time, the board is going into discussion. While the board is in discussion, we're going to ask that you remain quiet. And following this discussion by the board, the board will make a determination of board members, because we've never discussed your case before. We operate under the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona. I found Mr. Brown to be an interesting young man. I believe he's just about 29 years of age at this time. He's been in and out of the system much of his life. In fact, he completed his parole or supervision back in 2016. He was successful in completing it at that time. Make a long story short, at this particular time, I do understand that I'm sympathetic towards Mr. Brown, but the one thing that caught my attention was the mere fact that he did abscond for some 331 days, almost a year. And as a one board member, I just cannot overlook that. Otherwise, I wouldn't be willing to overlook it, but since this might be out in a couple of months, so I believe May, be exact, I think it would be best, unfortunately, for him to complete it. It's a term at this time, and so when he get out, he won't have to report to a parole officer or anyone else. But that's just one board member speaking. I'm prepared now to listen to other board members. Okay, here, and okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be as it relates to Mr. Jeremy Brown, ADC number 306895, and based upon information that he presented to the board, as well as information coming from the Department of Corrections, and inasmuch as he did abscond for around 331 days, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based on the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, CT Wright, seconded by the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Colonis and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So you have been, your community supervision has been revoked. However, as you probably know, you're going to be out come May the 30th of this year. You won't have to report to a parole officer. We hope that you'll go back to that church and work with the pastors there at the church and live a productive life, because I know you can do it, and we're counting on you doing it, sir. And as I stated before, the mere fact that you did abscond for 331 days, we just cannot overlook that. This will end your hearing, sir. Thank you so much for your participation. And please lay the phone down and tell the CO3 that your hearing is over, sir. Thank you, sir.